Victoria has raised the age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 12 years of age, but the Commissioner for Children and Young People says the reform falls short of what is needed. With rising concerns over youth crime in Melbourne suburbs, the Commission argues the issue goes beyond criminal interventions and into public health matter. The Wire's Sarah Jens asked the Commissioner for Children and Young People, Meena Singh, why the age of criminal responsibility needs to go further.
People have been advocating for an incredibly long time to see the minimum age of criminal responsibility raised to 14. We've seen it happen in the ACT. It's a positive thing that we've gone to 12 in Victoria, but, you know, evidence from medical experts, legal experts, community groups talk about the ability, well, firstly, the medical evidence talks about the development stages that children go through, and that in those younger years between 10 and 14, kids are still developing their capacity around understanding consequences of, you know, and thinking forward with what behaviours they engage in and how, you know, that plays out in the future. So there's a whole range of advocacy pieces that point to raising the age to 14.
Data from the Crime Statistics Agency shows that children in Victoria are overrepresented in serious offences. Victorians are seeing this in high-profile cases such as the two kids that were killed walking home from basketball, or more recently, the four kids driving a stolen BMW down Bourke Street. How do you reassure the public that raising the age won't make Victoria less safe?
When we look at the Crime Statistics Agency data, what it's showing is what police respond to and record in terms of police engagement with children and young people and adults. So it's not looking at proven offending. We're seeing a lot of high-profile events, and I think people rightly should be concerned about how we respond to them. But I think what happens is that when we talk about young people, we often catch them all up in this incredibly broad range from 10 years of age to 17 years of age. And there is anyone who has kids or has any sort of engagement with kids know that there is such a spectrum of development and behaviours in that massive age bracket. So it's really important to look at what are the types of behaviours that children and young people are engaging in, how are their behaviours escalating, and what are our responses to them. So if we're seeing kids in a cycle of offending, going in custody for remand, coming out, offending, you know, if we're seeing this cycle, we've got to break that cycle in some way. And we've got to do that from looking at what is driving these behaviours.
Are there enough services in Victoria to assist children before they commit a criminal offence?
So there's kind of two ways to look at things. And media has reported a cutting of really important services that support children and young people. But, you know, all the things that keep all of us away from criminal activity are often the really basic things about a safe home and a safe environment. So not just about the child themselves, but about the family that they're in as well. And so many of the kids that we see, unfortunately, you know, we talk about overrepresentation of certain cohorts of children engaged in the criminal legal system. We see overrepresentation of kids as victims in and of their right, before they engage in criminal behaviour. So we really need to think about how do we respond appropriately to trauma and victimhood in children, because, you know, you already have developmental progress that kids are dealing with, and they're developing and they're learning and they're figuring out the world. But then you throw an experience of trauma into that, and that also impacts on how they're understanding the world around them, how they're making decisions, what behaviours they're engaging in, and how they see those as appropriate.
In March, the Allan government tightened bail laws so courts treat children accused of serious crimes more like adults. Is this a step in the right direction, or does it risk harming children further?
I think fundamentally when we treat children like adults, we will see a lot of shortcomings. For the reasons I said earlier, children are not adults. they might be engaging in what we believe is adult behavior, but they're engaging in behaviors that are criminal. And we need to understand the development and the needs of children and young people. If we're entrenching children and young people in a cycle of, you know, periods in custody where they're not getting the supports that they need, then they're only to be released and then back into the same circumstances with the same drivers for offending, then we're not actually addressing any of the issues.
Commissioner for Children and Young People, Meena Singh there, speaking with The Wire's Sarah Jens.